Man, that is rocked. I ain't never heard of someone sneaking out of their own house like that, just getting prepared to eat some booty. I'm like, that's crazy, man. Was it in the parking lot or was it in the car at McDonald's? And did it get bailed out? That's crazy. That's like a dark art, man. I ain't never heard of something like that, dude. It's crazy.
Just so you know, I've hit record already. We're live out here.
Oh, you didn't tell me we were recording, brother.
Oh, we're out here. Everything dang, from dude. Now on is out there in the world. So I think we're going to keep that in there. Have them guess what's going on.
All right, we're recording, so we just skipped the preparation part, but let's do it, man. What's up, brother and sister-in-laws? We're doing it, right? Thank you all for tuning with us today as you're tuned in over to the boys at Man to Man Podcast, where I guess you could say we try to figure out women. I don't know why we do that, but we literally try to figure out how to date the appropriate woman. We'll say it like this. We're two dudes in their mid-20s that are either trying to find their future ex-wife, or we just skip that part entirely. And we go out on the weekends and then we talk about our experiences, right, on a podcast. Everything is on the podcast. There's no filter. So I guess that's how we try to relate to you guys. But no, if we're not talking about, you know, our few experiences with dating, we bring up different topics, scenarios, and situations that revolve around the modern day dating world. We just try to relate to people.
Yeah,
I think.
I mean, somehow, kind of at the end of our episodes, we always end up talking about basketball, though.
I keep forgetting. There's the basketball part. Yeah.
180 all the way to basketball. I mean, we're two guys. We like to talk sports, and basketball is probably our favorite one, so we kind of talk about it. It's kind of easy for us to do.
And if none of that made sense, then great. I think we're doing just fine. What's up? It's Andy and Liam from Man to Man Podcast, where we create a conversation between two lifelong friends in their mid-20s trying to figure out the intersection between the modern-day dating world and NBA professional basketball. Beyond just dating NBA, we chat about adulthood, life, and all the other things that come up with your best buds. Unafraid to be an open book, the trials and tribulations of the 20s are on full display. Whether you have it all figured out or don't know what tomorrow looks like, Man to Man is here to entertain. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the hoopstar, Nash.
I'm feeling loquacious, baby. Let's get it. Aha!
Happy Halloween to everyone out there. Before we get too into it, I got to ask you, Halloween, are you dressing up? I know we talked about it. Are you dressing up for Halloween?
I literally told you that Halloween was one of my favorite holidays, but I unfortunately am not dressing up. I didn't get a costume, but I also worked all weekend. You know, I'm trying to make up a little bit of coinage from LA, brethren. What about you? I know you're going to a party, right?
I'm going to a little party. I'm dressing up as.
Do you party, dude? Are you like a? I'm not a like. Party. What is your type of party, man?
You know, a couple people over. You know, a small get together. You know, drink some alcohol. Or
when I think about parties and walking into a house, I gotta go around and say what's up to everybody, because if I miss somebody, man, that connection with me and that person is just not there. I know a lot, but some people skip that party. You that kind of guy that walks in. Or are you just trying to walk in and get done, you know? You're trying to find your spot in the party.
If it's a smaller group, like, you know, under 10 people, let's say, I'll go up to everybody and be like, hey. But if it's bigger than that, I'm not saying hello to everybody. You know, I'll be walking around or, like, talking to people here and there. And if I see somebody and be like, oh, let me go say what's... I'm not searching out the everybody in there. But if it's under 10, I'm definitely like, what's up? Make sure I... say hello to everybody. And then I'm probably, you know, finding my spot to post up and I'm just going to carry
on. But here's the catch. Are you dressing up? Because if you're in a costume, like a ridiculous costume, like you almost have to say what's up to everybody. Are you dressing up?
Yeah.
Are you doing that whole baseball thing?
I'm a basketball referee with my crazy glasses on because the referees so far this year are pretty bad and they need help.
So you're a blind referee, man.
Yeah, I'm out there helping them out this year so far, but Yeah, if I'm dressing up, everybody can see who I am and whatnot. I don't need to go over and like, hey, I'm, you know, I'm Liam, or like, what's up?
You had to introduce yourself as, hey, I'm ref, or I'm coach, or I'm ref. I'm the ref. We're getting really into it right now. But just one last thing on this. There are those people when they are dressed up in costume, like the costume is reality, as the costume should be. Like you play that part that night. If you're the ref, that can either come off as two different ways. One way, you're like, I'm the fucking ref. I'm calling the shots tonight. Like I got a whistle around my neck. You got to take five different shots every time I see you or something like that. Or you're just the ref that kind of plays the blind ref. And I don't see anything, man. You throw me a little 20, you're good.
The people that take the, I guess, the costume to the fullest are the people that are always in character, obviously, right? And for me, I'm not the best of like, I can't be on the whole time. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
At least for me, I'm more of like, let's get through the night, nothing crazy. But if I got to get after you, I'm going to have to get after you. You know what I mean? But
I hear that. Okay, cool. All right, cool, man. What's Halloween? Happy Halloween, man. Hopefully no one sticks some damn needles in a candy bar, dude. Y'all got to stop doing that, man. Before we get into it, baby. Watch out. Zinvo, this is an ad, guys. It's an ad. Like, you guys don't know about this. It's an ad. We do ads. Zinvo Watches is one of our ads, man. Watch out. They're a fucking watch company, dude. Zinvo has created one of the most unique watch faces in the world with their signature blade collection. It's a beautiful, sleek design. They got a bunch of beautiful, sleek designs, man, with different colorways to choose from. They got red, yellow, brown, pink. I think they got a turquoise in there.
Probably so.
Okay, cool. Zinvo's, man. It's Zinvo Watches, man. They got a ton of watch collections. Go to the website today, zinvowatches.com. Snag a piece before it's too late. We're sponsored by Zinvo for another month. Hopefully a little bit longer, man. I like Zinvo. They're cool. But go to zinvowatches.com. Use our promo code MTM20 at the checkouts for 20% off. Stand out from the crowd. Come on, Liam. Do it with me.
You will never catch me doing any of that.
That's a weird flex for an ad, man.
Zinvo Watches, though, man. I do love what they got over there. It's affordable. Obviously, you're getting a 20% discount with us. So go get you a piece, man. They talking about, you know, you need to stay strapped up. I ain't talking about the strap. We're talking about the side piece.
I need a side. Or a time piece, time not piece. A side. It's oh, a- fuck. We're thinking, dude. We're thinking.
Yeah.
Damn, you got to get your mind out the gutter, brother.
Come on now.
Dang, dude. Okay, cool. Well, Zinvo Watches, MTM20, M as mommy, T as in Timothy, M as in mommy, 20. Shout out Dash Radio, man. Shout out to our listeners over at Dash Radio. We're on the Nothing But Net, all things basketball, dribble, dribble, basketball channel. Every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, 1 p.m. Pacific time for all you West Coast hooligans, man. We are on Hollywood, and there's just a stream of piss just going down like every block, man. Nasty as hell. But yeah, man, shout out to Dash, man. We appreciate you guys rocking with us. It's Andy and Liam over at Man to Man Podcast. Shout out to all the Nashville support out there. We got some merch coming y'all's way. Liam, I know you've seen the MTM with the Titan sword, dude.
Yeah, that's I'm actually kind of jealous that you got one already ordered.
Yeah, you see that? You want one?
Might have to snag me one of those. Those are nice. Those are definitely
all right.
Nice.
So we're coming correct with some merch, because around this time last year is when we had our man-to-man LeBron Jordan sweatshirt that everyone still loves, man. So we got to come out with a new design, and this one's like a Titans collaboration. And on this fine Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Time, I don't know why I'm plugging the time. No free shout-outs on the times. Shout-out Titans, though, baby.
Yes,
tighten up, man. The Colts had the favorites. They had our numbers. Vegas. Everyone thinks the Titans are just not a good team. We just beat the Bills. We just beat the Chiefs. And now the Colts want to be favored -3.5. We beat them without Julio Jones. We beat them out without Rashad Evans, without Caleb Farley, without Derrick Henry having a good game. You know, we get our cornerback is getting a pick six, and he's a rookie picked out of the third round. AJ Brown, the jersey that I have, is a stud. Tighten up, baby.
I mean, go off then, King. Go off. I mean,
yeah, I will. 11 targets for AJ Brown, 10 receptions, 130 plus yards, one tutty. Let's get athletic here. So keep being the doubters, man. tighten up to the fullest. I think we're contenders. Someone tried to tell me that Joe Burrow was better than Tanny.
I mean,
it's a good question, but they just got beat by the Jets today, dog.
We lost the Jets too, so let's
slow a little bit here.
Jets over here trying to ruin seasons, but we get a stranglehold on that AFC South division. We're up four games basically with the tiebreaker over the Colts. I don't want to say it too soon, but we're in a great position to make the playoffs, and I think that's all we have to do is be able to make the playoffs. Once playoff time is Derrick Henry time, and you know we'll just keep doing what we do in the past, like beating the Ravens and the Chiefs 2 years ago now. But
I think we just got to play perfect games.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's a sport talk. All right, we'll see you guys later, man. Shout out Braves. Hopefully Braves can clinch tonight. I'm rocking a Braves World Series hat. Shout out Chandler Burgess for the hat, man. We appreciate it. But let's get into it, dude. It's we're season three. Episodio de tres, mi amigas, amigos, hermanas, hermanos. Muchas gracias. Season 3, episode 3. Our last episode was titled Soldier in Law. And I don't know what we're titling this one, but we're getting into it. Happy Halloween for you guys. Real quick, any costumes from Halloween that stuck out to you?
So we talked about this, I guess, in a couple of episodes ago now, leading up to Halloween, and I'm really missing the Naughty Nurses, man.
That's weird.
The Naughty Nurses was the most popular costume last year. And I feel like this year, I'm not the biggest social media guy, but I do have my Instagram and I do follow, you know, some attractive...
Who are you following, bro? Who are you following?
I follow, you know, some attractive women that, you know, when they get into their, you know, their suit of Halloween... It can be, you know, everybody knows Halloween's a little...
I mean, everyone's... It's like
it's a little slutty one. It's a little... Yeah. It's a way for girls to be dressed out of the norm.
And guys, too. Guys are... You know, guys got their shirts off, too.
But for me, I love to see... I probably last year probably saw two or three night nurses over my timeline. So it made sense.
Dude, you are getting bricked up over
but
there,
this year,
bro.
There's none. Where are my naughty nurses at? I think that might
That's why we're single, dog.
That might be one of my top fantasies, maybe, if that's why I'm just...
Is that a... Okay.
But I don't know, but I haven't seen any of them.
I never tried some cosplay before, I don't think.
I don't know, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the top costume would be this year.
I saw someone dress up as an island boy, man.
Yeah, island boy is a big one.
Island boy, I'm just trying to make it. Real quick, I saw like the funniest quote from... I'm not going to shout her out because no free shout outs. Shout out to Bustin' to the Boys, though, for that saying. She posted something about Halloween that said... Don't say you like Halloween, but cry when I ghost you. I was like, damn, I feel that one. I feel that one to the fullest.
I feel like
getting ghosted out here, bro.
You just get, you hold that one, and then you just have to bring it out on Halloween if you just...
Yeah. You hold it, and you take this L. All right, cool. Well, yeah, Halloween, one of the few days we can literally dress up as anything, and no one can give you shit for it. Hopefully, you know, everyone was safe last night or on Saturday night, I guess. Hope you didn't drive drunk home. Drive home drunk or lit. Hashtag lit. It is the month of November now. I know October was filled with happiness, prosperity, fertility. November, I got to look it up, man. But you guys are probably still dealing with some spookies and some scaries. I feel good, though, man. I've been drinking this liquid. What else is new? I'm just going to talk, man. What else is new? I've been drinking liquid IV. I got put onto a liquid IV. You know, I put it in my arm one time, but shout out to Ney, one of our boys, NC and Clark, put me on some liquid IV packets, man. So I've been drinking lemon lime liquid IV. It tastes like pure cane sugar. The catch is it just gets you hydrated 10 times quicker than drinking regular water.
I mean, I feel that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, there's a couple of items out there that you can buy to replenish. You know, you might be looking like a little baby in for some of those no free ads out here, but your Pedialyte, your Revitalyte.
We might as well just start giving free ads like the fifth time we said no free shout outs or ads. So let's just do it, dude. And then maybe we can tag them.
Yeah, maybe so. But you got any stories over this Sunday that are you looking scary out here this weekend, or what's good with you this weekend?
I'm not scared, dude. I feel good, man. I went to the doctor last week.
Well, you told me you didn't do it. Halloween's a good, you know, exciting time for you. You like it, but now it's not. You didn't do anything. So is that a good thing or a bad thing? I feel like that could be considered both. Yeah.
Are we going to ignore the fact that I just said I went to the doctor last week, dog?
What'd you go to the doctor for?
Thank you. Holy shit. This guy was trying to forget me, dude.
I mean,
I need some help, bro.
You went to the doctor. Everybody goes to the doctor. You didn't even elaborate. I feel like
what, I know. I know because I thought you were going to ask.
I feel like
if somebody says I went to the doctor, like on a pod, you know what I'm saying? I'm no filter, dog. My neck hurts, bro. My thyroid is killing me, bro. I'm on that amoxicillin, gang, gang, baby.
Usually, when somebody says I went to the doctor and it needed more keep talking. I went to the doctor and my neck is fucked up. That's usually, and they'll be like, all right, what the fuck? You can't just be like, I went to the doctor and just
trying to build the story, man. That's a storyline, bro.
What's going on with your doctor visit?
I gave him a fist bump in the middle of our talk, and then I shook his hand at the end. I gotta stop calling my doctor dude. I feel like that's so disrespectful, man. So I'm sorry, Dr. Krakauer. He's a great doctor, man. I went because my neck is hurting, dude. My thyroid has been killing me. I think I told you about that. I got an infection, brother.
Well, actually,
I don't know if it's not. Who knows if I have an infection? I'm taking amoxicillin, like I said, with some aspirin on the side, bro. So I'm chilling now. My neck, you know. I don't think anybody ever is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the doctor this week. Like, fuck that, dude. I'm not trying to go to the doctor to get my nuts touched.
I'm a big believer. The only reason I go to the doctor is if something is fucking me up.
I have friends that haven't gone to the doctor in 10 years. Same with the dentist, man. You guys know you are. I've been to the dentist in a couple years. Go to the dentist, man. I probably haven't been in the dentist 2 years, but yeah, man, I'm good. I'm taking liquid. Yeah, I'm a changed man, dude. Like, I hit the weights last week. My shoulder blades have been on fire. I'm just trying to change, dude. I think it's time to change. I don't know if you get that feeling at the end of the year where you're like, I don't know, something's got to change. The weather. I think it is too.
That coldness comes in and it like legitimately gives you a shiver down your spine and be like, I got to wake up this year.
I think the cold almost gives you like a boost of like, it's a reality check for you. You know, summer, anything can kind of happen in summer, loosey goosey style. But when winter comes, fourth quarter for a lot of people, I mean, this is probably for everybody. And it kind of gives you like a boost of responsibility. Hitting the weights, man. Let's get the body right before the beginning of the year, for the end of the year. And yeah, I don't know, man. I've been feeling good, dude. I haven't drank in like a minute since LA. I'm good. I feel good, dude.
That's good.
I feel good. Anyways, you guys take your liquid IVs and soldier on. Remember, vodka or water is your amigo. So you can eventually surrender those scaries in peace in El Baño. We know girls poop. So good luck, man. But yeah, man. Okay, cool. So that's it, man. If you don't got anything, I guess we'll get straight into it. Do you have anything else? Like, are you excited at all about anything?
I'm excited to be able to say that eventually here, hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be completely moved down to Nashville. So
are you thinking about that a little bit more?
You know me, kind of like our preparation to LA a little bit. You found out kind of a little thing with me. It doesn't hit me until, you know, it hits me, you know, and it kind of like, once I realize it and it hits me, I'll be like, all right, let's do it. But because it's kind of so far down the road in terms of like all the things that, you know, I have to do and that, this and that, but I'm ready. It's been a long time, man, but I'm ready to get down there and
go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to say, I tell you what's crazy, brother.
What?
I'm going to New York on the 10th, dog, or on the 9th.
What are you doing in New York?
Stay tuned, man. This is a sketchy investigation that I'm about to do. I'm about to do some crazy stuff, man. I'm just going to New York, man. I'm doing it.
Why?
I mean, there's a couple people that I'm seeing.
I don't know if I
would. I've never been.
You ain't never been to New York? You going?
I've never been to New York, and I'm going the 9th through the 13th. So I'm trying to stack some bread up again. But yeah, dude, I'm going, and you'll hear all about it. You'll hear all about it, man.
I'm sure
it's kind
I will.
Of a, it's kind of like an irrational decision for me. So I'm kind of nervous. I don't know if it's, I mean, I booked the flight. I still don't know if I'm going, but yeah, I'm going, man.
Can I ask you one question and then we can move on because this is, we don't have to get too into it. Are you going to see somebody that I know or are you just going just to see somebody?
I'm
going
to try to see a couple people, yeah. I'm going to try to see a couple people.
That didn't answer my question. Do I know them? Yeah, I know you're going to see a couple people. That's great. I think we made that clear. But what do I know the people that you are going to see?
No.
I feel like.
You know one person. I'm going to go try to see Mikey Domagala.
Yeah.
Shout out official NBA Buzz. I'm going to try to. I tried texting our friend that works at Overtime. No text back. I could say something about that, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna try to see what Mikey Kaufman's up to. I don't know, man. I'm applying for a ton of jobs right now, so I'm doing this. I'm doing something that I've kind of never done before in life. So I'll kind of tell you off air what this is all about because I don't want to name shout anybody. And I'm not seeing a female either. I'm kind of going on a mission here. All right, I'll just say it. I'm going to the Pacers game, dude. I'm going to the Pacers game at Knicks. Or at Knicks.
That's good.
You think I'm lying?
Yeah, I know you're lying, but no, it's cool. I mean, we can move on. Talking about texting back, though, you said somebody did text you back. But I know.
When did I say that?
One of our friends that work at Overtime didn't hit you back. You just said.
Oh, that. I did say that. Yeah, I tried to get that out of my mind ASAP, dude. Yeah. That's what's up, man. All right, let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we put up a poll with some. I guess the whole situation is just trying to hang out with somebody. I guess first is their initial thing, but how long is too long for waiting to see if somebody texts you back? And I guess this is kind of the. There's a couple situations and scenarios that go into this, but I think let's just start with how long is too long, and then I'll give you some my take about it. But what, how long is too long? Do you have any initial thoughts? I know you asked me this, but do you have any initial thoughts for that?
Yeah, usually we try to figure out how long is too long. For me, I'm a very short-tempered person, I feel like. Especially when it comes to texting, because for me, obviously, you know, I'm always on my phone. We talked about that. So I'm always asking people, like, I'm always asking in my head, why isn't this person answering? It's been 3 hours. What are they doing? I know they've been looking at their phone. It's past 5 p.m. How'd they not text me back? You know, like just little things like that. And how long is too long for me? I've probably been in a couple situations where I've asked somebody to hang out. I don't know. How long is too long? Man, for me, I probably ask somebody to hang out. Then they hit me up the next day and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm down to do that. Like, it honestly just transitions into like you're trying to hang out with somebody, ends up never working out. And then that's pretty much it because it was too long. You know, I try to text you. You text me pretty quickly. You know, then we try to figure something out, then make plans. I'm a big, like, my biggest pet peeve is people canceling on you. Canceling plans on you or trying to make plans and then canceling. So how long is too long? Probably for me a day. Yeah. And then like, you know, let's get it pop and something else happened, you know?
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I in terms of days, I would say 2 days because for me, it's kind of going back to the situation and what it is. If I'm trying to hang out with you, usually I'm texting you day of, I think we talked about this a little bit, but
yeah.
I'm not very, you know, looking to the future in terms of like down the week of what I'm doing this weekend. I'm not going to know that on a Monday, you know what I mean? So it just takes me a second. If I text you like, let's do something, it usually means I'm trying to do it either today or tomorrow. So if it's 2 days and you hit me back up and be like, yeah, let's hang out, I'll be like, bro, I guess, I mean, I probably already trying to do something else, or I'm figuring something else. So 2 days for me, if we're trying to make plans. But if the other situation, if I'm like talking to somebody, I ain't going to hit them with that, you know, that third text in a row after 2 days. You know, I'm going to text you one day. If you don't respond, I might hit you with a follow-up the next day. But I ain't going to hit you three texts without no text back. That just isn't a good look.
For nobody. I ain't never heard of somebody. What you trying to do, man?
Yeah, what you trying to do?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Nah, we can talk about that in another episode. That's funny, though, man. Okay, cool. So, all right. So, like we said earlier in the episode, we took a poll to Instagram. And every time I say this, man, I really just need you to say, we took the poll to Instagram. But, you know, maybe we're just, that's a thing. We're just, maybe that's a thing when we're together. You think about it. Let me know if it flows.
We need an intro to the Instagram polls.
Yeah. We took a poll to Instagram. Yeah. Damn. Okay.
Are you? And, I got to work on it. I can't free ball it out here.
I was gonna say that was okay. All right, we'll work on it. We took the poll to Instagram on our
intro coming soon. Intro coming soon. I promise.
Now I'm all messed up, man. But we do this. We ask a question throughout the week and just get y'all's takes on it. Last week, I think we asked two questions: what are the signs of you being in a rebound relationship, and then what are the signs of being a fuckboy? This week was how long is too long? And people answered, you guys answered, people, humans, 3 days. Someone said, why are you waiting? I'll like the message and still never reply. Depends on the response. A year depends on if you're asking a question or you're just a back and forth. Yeah. Situation. Someone said, don't matter if they want to talk to you. They will. Depends on careers. You feel? But most likely if I text them in the AM, I better be getting a text back in the morning. 24 hours. Never if it's a good response. Never, I'd be forgetting 4 hours, 3 days, 0.3 seconds. Wait, I want to know the answer to this. How about you stop playing games? Who cares? Thanks, Lily. That's the only one I didn't post. You know, I need y'all support, man. It might sound insane. It might look weird that we're doing this, but we're just trying to figure out because we're just trying to be relatable. Okay, so how long is too long? Did you get any reoccurring themes out of those answers?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the 24 hours. I mean, within a day response, if you're not willing to commit, you know, maybe it takes what, 10 seconds to formulate a response back. Another thing that kind of crossed my mind with it is exactly why I don't have my red receipts on. But if I know you read that and then it's it's a good question back, or I asked you a good question, it's like you should have a response to my question. And then you
if it's
read
a good
it,
response, though,
I don't know. But if I'm asking you straight up, like, hey, I get off work at 5 o'clock. I know you get off at 5 o'clock too. I'm trying to go do this tonight. That I think that warrants, like, no, I'm busy, or like, you know, but if I know you read that and that warrants a response back, I'm like, all right. Wait, you could just say you're busy, or you just ducking me for real, for real.
Well, people are busy sometimes. I've definitely caught myself like not hitting somebody back up and be like, oh shoot. If it's like 2 days like that, and I'm like, oh shoot, I forgot to respond to this person. I call them. I just call them, and they're probably not going to answer. You know what I'm saying? And then that's like, I don't know.
I tried to call you.
My fault. It was delayed. My peripheral has been seeing triples the past couple of days, you know, into Halloween. My lateral movements have been all messed. I try to think of, you know, something to say. It ends up being in a voicemail too, which is kind of weird. Maybe I should stop with the voicemails. But yeah, maybe that's kind of where I'm from. I hate texting, man. I really do.
For the people that save all their messages, you know, maybe on their computer or on their phone, do you then maybe sometimes look back and like at those old conversations and be like, damn, I did go to school with this dude, and I haven't hit him since, you know, graduation.
Sure, yeah, sure,
I got to maybe hit him up. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's another thing. So like a year in terms of the type of situation it is, if it's your boy or your, you know, good friend that you maybe went to school with and you haven't hit him up or talked to him, it depends on what that relationship's like. But sometimes a year is not too late in that situation, right?
Someone said that as well. Yeah, man. Man, that's a good point, dude. I remember I was in chapel. I was in high school also, but we were in chapel class. Well, it was the whole school. Damn, I'm fucking this shit up already. Never mind.
You went
dude,
to chapel
mind.
And you and then you.
Yeah, never mind. Never mind.
And you say, you know, fuck this and this shit. And you talk about you went to chapel. Come on, isn't that supposed to be religious?
Dang, dude. See, it's like one of my boys was reading a Russian dictionary today. I don't even know what that has to do with anything. Oh, man.
I think that's it. Yeah. I think that's where we leave the first half of this episode.
Hold on. Let me conclude it. So I was in chapel, right? And that was one of the exercises that we had to do. One of the chapel persons, people said that take out your phone and text somebody. Go to some one of your contacts and your... Damn, dude. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I just text somebody, man. Yeah, and talk to you in a minute. You guys know where I'm trying to get, man. So my boy was trying to learn Russian, dog. He got ghosted too many times. He was trying to learn Russian.
My man. Any edge you can get out here. It's a jungle out here. We're just trying to live.
That's another thing, brother. That's another thing, man. That's another thing, man. I feel like I've been losing knowledge ever since, you know, coming out of school. I've been like, should I take a class? Yeah, I've been questioning. Like, I'm at that point where I'm like, yeah, I should probably take a class on something.
Yeah, you got to keep up. If you're passionate about it, I don't say you just take a class for the hell of it.
So now, I might try to just challenge myself and take a keyboard class. Like a typing class? A typing class, yeah. Nah, I probably got to stick to English first, man. I got to stick to English.
Oh, shit. Okay. I ain't got nothing to say to that.
Okay, what are we talking about, man? What are we talking about? Anything else? I think we're at 37. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for rocking with us, man. It's a man-to-man podcast. If you guys are enjoying the episode, go to Apple Podcasts. We're really trying to climb the ladders, man. We got new podcasts coming. Did I tell you we got podcasts, new art coming?
Yeah, new cover art coming.
New cover art's going to be sick.
Yeah.
So new cover art, working on new merch for our people on Patreon. We appreciate it. We got to get the merch out to the Patreons, man. We appreciate y'all supporting the show a little bit extra than the other humans out there. But yeah, Man to Man Podcast, go throw us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Rate, review our show if you guys are enjoying the episode. All right, with that being said, we're going to get literate here, man. We're going to try to do our best here on the second half of this episode. Once again, you're tuned in to Man to Man. Appreciate you guys rocking with us, man. Welcome, soldiers, soldierlets, soldiers. Shout out Dash. Shout out everybody out here. Free shout outs. We're giving free shout outs on this episode. All right. Second half of this episode is brought to you by it's an ad, guys. It's an ad again. You can skip this part if you want, but all right. We're sponsored by Prize Picks, man. You guys are going to like this one because they are the official sponsor of the Atlanta Braves as well. Go Braves, man. Prize Picks. It is a over-under sports betting app. That's what it is, man. You can't bet the money line. You can't bet the spread. It's just an over-under app on you can do parlays, prop bets, team bets. It's just an over-under, man. Life's too short for the under. Prize Picks. Go check them out, I guess. You know, that's how we make money, man. Use the promo code. They're in the app store, and then you sign up and then use the promo code MAN. That's MAN. Okay, then you put $100 in and they'll match the first deposit. No matter what, it's up to $100. You can put 20, whatever, they'll match it. Up to $100, first deposit. If you use a promo code MAN, that's MAN, non-case sensitive. Prize Picks. Go check them out. I'm done with the ad, I think. Golly.
I think we're all glad that you're done with the ad.
All right. So we're gonna work on that a little bit. It's the MTM boys, man. It's getting late on Sunday night, but we're rocking. All right. So we're gonna do some basketball stuff on the second half of this episode. So if you guys don't like it, thanks for joining, man. We'll see y'all next week. If you do, let's get into a little trivia question. We do this a weekly trivia question that we give out to each other. I'm going to switch it up, man. I'm actually the one asking the trivia question this week. Usually it's Liam because simply I don't get any of them right and it's just not fun. So, Liam, you are on the other side. my trivia question to you. It is NBA related since we are talking about basketball. NBA related here is your trivia question. Which team was the first team to sweep the NBA finals? Which team was the first team to sweep the other team that they were playing in the NBA finals? This has only happened once in NBA history.
So I'm going to go how you do every week. I'm gonna need my hint right off the rip. I need a hint right here. So
usually my hint would be your hint is they're not playing anymore. But since we are talking about a full team, a full roster, which none of us have, the hint would be that it is well before the year 2000. And it's okay. After the year BC.
There you go. That's a great hint. So what about, can you answer me this? Is this team in the Eastern or Western Conference? And then I think I can guess from there.
This team is in the Eastern Conference.
So I'm definitely thinking like old school, like Lakers. But on the other hand, it's probably like maybe the Celtics or the Bulls, or I don't even know, maybe the Pistons, maybe too.
Yeah, not bad guesses, like where you're going, you know, dominant.
Those are kind of my guesses too.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm not going to tell you if either of those are right or
wrong. I think the easy guess would be maybe the Celtics. The Celtics early seem like it fits.
All right. Well, I guess you'll be asking the questions from now on, because that's right. It's Celtics, 1959.
Oh, well, that's kind of early. I didn't know about all that one.
All right, so one for one, man.
Yeah, maybe I'll got to go next week and see if I can keep the streak going. But I like being asked questions.
It's the Celtics when they had Larry Bird when he was two. So, okay, 1959. All right, cool. Boston Celtics. We love the Celtics, man. Okay, now we're going to do our game of the week. So our game of the week, there's what we're every team is like six games in the NBA season so far. We got some teams that are at the very bottom of the totem pole talking about our Indiana Pacers. So we're not going to talk about them. They're not in our game of the week. And then we got other teams like the Warriors or the Hornets. And actually, that's going to be my game of the week. The Hornets at the Warriors Wednesday night on ESPN. It's in San Francisco. 9 p.m. Central Time. Love these late games, man. We talk about them all the time. Should I go to bed or should I just watch this another two-hour game? We're probably watching it. Then we're probably watching NBA or ESPN Scott Van Pelt after that. Anyways, Hornets at Warriors. I like this matchup because they both score a lot of points. The Hornets lead the NBA in most points with 121, and then the Warriors average about 117 points per game. The Warriors are 5-1. Their only loss has been to Memphis. And then the Hornets, I think, are 5-2 or 6-2. As of right now, there are Sunday night games going on, so I don't know for sure. But the Hornets' star player right now is Miles Bridges. We talked about him. I think he's going to be that sixth man of the year, that most improved player of the year. He's averaging 30 right now. LaMelo Ball is just doing all the assisting with Gordon Hayward. And Mason Plumlee is the guy who's just getting all the boards for the Hornets. Compared to, this is why I haven't even picked who I'm going to fucking, I haven't even said who I'm going to pick. I think the Hornets are going to win. I think they're going to beat the Warriors because you got different guys facilitating in different ways. And then you look at the Warriors and who's scoring for them. Steph Curry, he has to put up like 40 and he is doing that. He's like averaging 35 a clip right now. I don't think that's enough. Draymond's up there, you know, playing some defense, but it's pretty much Steph Curry right now until Klay Thompson gets back. I got to go with a team that's a little bit more well-rounded. They are back, or Terry Rozier is back from that ankle injury. He's only played one game this season, so they're just going to add more depth to their roster. I don't know what the spread, what the favorite, what the value will be, but if I had to take a wild guess, it's probably going to be Warriors favorited by a little bit. But take Hornets if it's definitely in that plus range. Regardless, I'm going with the Hornets. Hornets at Golden State Warriors Wednesday night, ESPN at 9 p.m. Central Time.
I like that. I think the Warriors are you know, trying to make it back. And the Hornets are kind of that young and new team kind of getting into trying to get a taste of the playoffs and stuff. So I'm also kind of going to go down that route of a team that's been there and then a team that's kind of knocking on the doorstep as well. I'm going to go Knicks Bucks Friday night. And this is kind of like a statement game for the Knicks, kind of see how well they, you know, pretty much rack up against the best team in the East as of right now for me in the Bucks. And we can see how the matchups will, you know, be in terms of what they will look like for the rest of the season. And for me, I like the Knicks. I think the Knicks are kind of like a team that are right there. You know, they got the 4 seed last year, I believe. And, you know, the Hawks kind of took care of them. But I think this is the time for them to make a step and get over that hump. Maybe be like a Hawks team of last year, you know. So what not, you know, better way to do it than face the best and see how you match up. So I think my game of the week, it's got to be the Knicks and the Bucks, and I'm going to take the Knicks to probably be, I don't know, probably a 5-point underdog here. So give me 5 points for the Knicks or so, and I'll take the Knicks to win this game at the in Milwaukee. So that's my game of the week for sure.
Knicks number one in the Eastern Conference right now, man.
Yeah, hot start. So let's bring on our guest. I guess not even a guest anymore. He's more of a frequent flyer. You know, you go on plane trips.
Where
do
you get that word at, dude?
A frequent flyer on the podcast now, but we're going to bring in JP, and he's going to take us through our man-to-man worthy or keep it moving, right? JP, yeah. We appreciate you coming on.
JP, what's up, dude? How you doing, brother?
Doing good, boys. Doing good. First of all, appreciate y'all always be having me on. Always a lot of fun on these Sunday nights. Happy Halloween, Halloween week to everybody. I hope everybody's dressing up nice, and I hope everybody's doing the things they need to get done.
What do you mean by dressing up nice, man? What's that mean?
I hope you got a costume. Did you rock a costume all this week?
I did not.
We talked about it. We talked about it a little earlier. Andy decided it's his favorite, you know, maybe his favorite holiday, and he just said, yeah, Fuck it this year and didn't dress up. So,
and then Liam was trying to find naughty nurses. I mean, it turned into something.
It was a weird combo.
You dress up?
I did dress up one night. So I'm on vacation right now. We'll keep it short, but I didn't bring a costume with me and I didn't really want to go buy one, but I had to bring a blazer for another thing. So I wore a blazer and a tie and then just rocked some athletic shorts. And I went around and I was like in a Zoom interview. That was my costume. And it was a hit. People liked it.
That's dang, that's very good, creative, bro. Actually. I like that.
That's good. Dang.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's get into it.
Well, yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, thanks, JP. Let's get into it, man. Glad you're here, bro.
Your Halloween talk for the evening. All right. So man-to-man worthy, anybody that doesn't know what it is, I'm going to send these boys some topics. They're going to give me their takes if they think it's worthy of talking about. If not, they're going to tell me, JP, you're an idiot. Get out of here. Keep it moving. So we're going to get into it real quick and just start with probably one of the most interesting teams in the NBA this season, the Chicago Bulls. They were new look at the beginning of the year, and they've been playing like it, and they've been playing really lights out. The defense, everything else has been pretty incredible. Is this Chicago Bulls hard start man-to-man worthy? What do we think?
I'm going to say yes, just because I like, this is my team, kind of like the Knicks, that have a chance to push on this year and kind of get into, I guess, the grounds where the Bulls should be, I think, as a great team and a great organization throughout history. And they haven't been really there as in, I don't know, last maybe 10 years really worthy enough to be, you know, in the conversation of best team in the East. I think the Bulls are making steps towards that, adding DeRozan, got Lonzo Ball out there. So hot start. I want them to keep starting hot. I guess they're already started, but keep it going throughout the season. I want them to be more of a team that we look at the end of the year and be like, all right, they're actually for real. They're not just, you know, the Bulls of what I know them to be within the last 10 years. So good for them. I like the pieces that they, you know, moved out Lauri Markkanen and brought in some, you know, guys that kind of fit together maybe better. And I love it. I love the Bulls. I'm always glad to talk about the Bulls and being relevant. So this year, just keep it going. Don't turn that corner and, you know, once playoff time hits and be just nobody. So that's kind of my take about it. So
Yeah, I think I'm on the same board, man. Chicago Bulls, I talked about Billy Donovan maybe being the head front runner for the coach of the year. And, you know, we can talk about Zach LaVine. He's gotten some help. Lonzo, Caruso. I think the guy that we should be talking about is Vucevic, though. These guys averaged an 11 boards. You know, you can talk about those big three guys, but then you got Vucevic, a guy from, I think, USC, which is funny. He's playing with Zach LaVine. I think Zach LaVine went to UCLA. Is that correct? That's right. So it's cool to see like those guys kind of mesh up. Yeah, I mean, big wins. We just talked about the Knicks being number one in the Eastern Conference. Huge 1-point win over the Knicks. So you love to see that. And then another dominant win against the Utah Jazz. So Jazz is a team that's been trying to figure it out. Liam, you got Jordan Clarkson, Filipino guy, trying to win the sixth man of the year. Once again, go back to back, but yeah, I think Vucevic, if he just stays down there, there's a team that always need that big, man, especially when you're playing, you know, the different bigs in L.A. and, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, Giannis and things like that. I think we got to talk about those other guys that kind of fill in those key roles in the starting lineup. So, yeah, I like the Bulls, man. We'll see. We'll see what they do. They're inexperienced in the playoffs, but we'll see what happens in the playoffs.
Just next up, this one, it's always the biggest story because they're the biggest team with the biggest players. The Lakers, sometimes it looks like they're figuring it out. Sometimes it looks like they are absolutely terrible. The Russell Westbrook role, they haven't quite understood what he is or isn't going to be. Do we think this uncertainty and the fact that they lost to the Thunder this week, who are absolutely atrocious, is it going to matter? What do we think? Is this man-to-man worthy?
I'm with that. Let's keep that moving.
I think we keep it moving, man. We'll see. We'll see the Lakers down the road. I don't want to talk. We talked about them a little bit in the last episode with AD pushing Dwight, and you know, hopefully
they got a bunch of chemistry issues to figure out. And you know, when LeBron, real quick, not to you know make it worthy, but LeBron coming off injuries and stuff, and I don't know. We'll just see what they are in a couple weeks once everything's tied up. That's kind of all I got. So keep it moving, JP. Let's keep it moving.
All right, I'll bring him back up in a couple of weeks, and then we'll see how I do. But next up, we were actually just talking about it a little bit. It is Halloween. You know, NBA season just getting going. I'll give you all two things that you can decide if they're worthy or keep them moving. You can do one-on-one, whichever one you want. So first off, I'll say, is Halloween costumes beyond tonight, as in October 31st and tomorrow, November 1st, ever worth talking about? Is it man-to-man worthy to talk about your Halloween costumes in, like, March? Does anybody care?
No, I'm not with that. Give me a week before and maybe a couple of days after scrolling through social media and stuff. Other than that, I don't really give a fuck about the Halloween costume, to be honest. I don't know about you, Andy, but
I kind of like the Halloween costume, man. The Halloween costume was cool, man. You get to see, you know, like DeAndre Hopkins in the NFL dress up every year, Russell Wilson, but guys like LeBron dressed up as Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger, is that right?
Yeah,
Freddy Krueger, Chucky, or Russ played Chucky, and then AD. I don't really know what AD was trying to be.
I have no idea. I didn't see ADs. I just saw Russ and LeBron.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They, you know, having fun with it. I like the costumes, man. I think it brings joy to people, man. We ain't talking about just basketball. We talking about joy.
All right, last one on the docket here today. Now, for the basketball heads out there, for the people that watch a lot of NBA, this has probably been the biggest story of the season so far, is the foul changes that came apart in the offseason. They have been a huge impact on the game. It's easier to watch. It's great. It makes the game flow a lot better. However, up until their just most recent game, one of the best scores in the NBA, James Harden was really struggling this year. Granted, last game, he got to the free throw line 19 times, so it looked like James Harden of prime. However, is it going to be the situation where it's one out of every five games we see old school James Harden getting those fouls, or are these new changes going to impact him that much? Do we think the foul changes and James Harden's so much struggles are man-to-man worthy?
Yeah. For me, I have one take on this, and it's worthy enough for me to say that. But other than that, I don't know what else much to say, because every year we get and see new rules implemented in the NBA. And for James Harden, I think he just, at the end of the day, will have to change his style of play. And yes, at the at times you know he is leaning into you, going out of his shooting motion to get fouls. That's part of his game. You know, we see a little bit from Steph Curry too, but James Harden is the guy that kind of invented that. And when the NBA looks at it from a bigger picture in terms of just fan enjoyment, for me, I don't like to see him, you know, flopping his way to get a foul call and, you know, shoot 20 free throws in a game. Because A, that just slows down the game, but B, it's just not real basketball. So for me, I like the rule change. It gets back to more of just regular basketball, like traditional basketball. And James Harden will just have to learn to change his game. Every player has to do that every year, you know, change a little something about his game to be dominant. James Harden just has to change that because nobody really truly likes it, at least not me as an NBA fan in the way I watch basketball. So that's all I got on that.
I think I'm with that too. It's just kind of like, you know, see, that's the thing though. I was always taught in high school, when you pump fake and get the guy up, you lean into that guy and he's in the air.
Last thing I'll say about that though is when I was watching the Nets play the Pacers the other night, this last week, is James Harden, there was like three or four times that James Harden would do a move, try to initiate contact, throw the ball up, and try to get a foul call. The biggest way to change that game and how he plays it is not to call it. And when he's just sitting down there under the basket and not getting a foul call, talking to the refs, and the Pacers push the floor and get an easy layup, the first thing is that, you know, Steve Nash will say to him is, get back, stop talking to the refs. And that's probably the easiest way is for, you know, to change his game is when he, A, gets yelled by at his coach, and then B, just don't get the foul calls that he is, you know, initially trying to get. So I think it's pretty much simple, just change his game. But
do we have any, I think that's it. Do we have any honorable mentions? JP, you got any takes on anything?
Yeah, I don't have any real honorable mentions for you guys, but I've had a couple takes that I've been sitting on, waiting to spit them out here. So I think, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm already, again, you know, you guys, I was walking back picks already last week. I don't think Big Joe is going to win MVP anymore. His odds are slipping every day. I love the Steph pick from Liam. He's been balling out of his mind recently. I think something that is going a little bit under the radar for the Warriors is that Klay Thompson is probably going to be back this season. And that's essentially just running it back with one of their best rosters and more scorers. So I think the Warriors are probably a top five team in the West. That's a take I've been loving, which isn't a super hot take, but I just really love watching the Warriors play basketball. And then I'd say probably something that is a little bit more controversial of a take, and it's we talked about it a little bit already this season, is this Bulls team. I don't think they win a playoff series. There are some glaring issues that go beyond just the start they've had. The defense is not good. It falls by the wayside so often. I love Zach LaVine. I think Zach LaVine's a great scorer. And I've always had a soft spot for DeMar DeRozan, but if you are putting the ball in DeMar DeRozan's hand to go win the game over Zach LaVine at this point, there's a power imbalance there because LaVine is just so superior at this point. So will it work itself out throughout the season? Yes, but I think they're going to end up in the bottom half of the East. And I don't think they beat any of the top four teams in the East right now. And I don't think they will come playoff time.
Well, I agree with that take, honestly, but I do. That's kind of where my take came from, was like, they're on a hot start, yes, and they've added a lot of pieces, but it still takes, you know, chemistry and some other factors to play into actually winning in the postseason. So I don't think that's a hot take at all. It's kind of my take without the explanation a little bit, but I think we'll end by saying this. We know that Ernie Johnson's son passed away. Just want to mention that. We don't want to, you know, give too much context or talk about, but we do want to mention that, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to Ernie and his family. And I know he's probably, you know, dealing with a lot right now. So I guess with that, we are going to namaste these people out of here and get on to their week. All right. So namaste to you guys. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. We'll see y'all later, baby. Peace.